We got a very special guest in studio right now. It's one that I'll get into my bizarre infatuation with, and hopefully doesn't make him uncomfortable in the next few minutes.
He's
here.
Sitting right there.
Named by birth, Andy Bothwell. Bothwell?
Yeah.
We need his mic on. How about that for a damn guest? Yeah. There you go.
Hey, there we go.
Andy Bothwell, known among, I think, cool people as Astronautilus. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing really well.
Yourself. You good?
Yeah.
Now, let's just start with, I guess, your ties to this area. Did you go to SMU?
Yeah, I went to SMU from 99 to 2003, and I graduated magically with a degree in directing and lighting design for theater.
Why? Now, I think you're born in the Maryland area, and you grew up in Jacksonville, I believe.
Yeah.
I read an article about living an anchorless existence, which you might get to in a minute, because I think now you call Minnesota your home, but why Dallas when you decided on it?
I was planning on in a past life to be a director for theater and opera, and I got accepted to a bunch of different schools, but SMU gave me money, and I needed money to go to college.
I was going
to
say, how's that lighting degree working out for you?
It's great. It's really fantastic. My room is beautiful.
Gorgeous? Black lights?
Just gorgeous, yes. All black lights. All lava lamps and black lights.
And you have a special connection. So what did you live here, 4 or 5 years from, what, the early aughts?
Yeah, 99 to 2003.
And I've heard you on many occasions speak of your love for Denton, I guess. And now, you didn't live in Denton, did you? You lived here...
No, I never lived in Denton. The man to my right here, Roger, DJ under the name of Re-Raj, lived in Denton, and I did a lot of time. I would kind of be at school until about midnight every night and then haul up to Denton to work on music, so I was kind of living a double life.
Now, you're in town, I guess, this week for a New Year's Eve show at Club Dada, which is obviously a pretty cool concert venue. It's doors at 7 o'clock, free beer at 8 o'clock.
What?
If you're going to hear one thing from my promo, right? It's the free beer at 8. They're doing a champagne toast, a bunch of cool bands playing. It's $20 at the door, $17 in advance. You can buy tickets at prekindle.com. I believe you'll be playing right at New Year's. I asked the guy yesterday because it's my wife's birthday, right, tomorrow?
Wow, yeah.
So I'm trying to finagle how I can either disappear, but I'm going to disappear, what, from 11:30 till 1?
Yeah.
Like on New Year's?
Yeah, not a good time.
So, and you're playing right at New Year, I guess?
Right at the crack of 2012, yeah.
All right, I stayed away from... the homework on this because I wanted to just kind of take your situation in as it came to me. But from what I've gotten in, you can basically rap using anything that anybody brings to the table during your show at any point, right?
That's sort of...
Explain what you do to somebody who is not educated.
Well, when I'm playing a show, I have my album songs, and I play a good deal off my album with a live band, and then there's a part of my show where I do a thing called freestyle rapping, which is sort of how I came into music. I started out as a battle rapper and freestyling around in graffiti yards and in high school in Jacksonville and stuff, and it's the trick of the whole thing is that I ask people to give me topics, and I sort of compose a story out of the, you know, 3 to 5 topics that they give me right there in front of me. It's sort of like pulling a quarter out of the audience's ear.
And I was telling him during the break, I've spent multiple hours over the last 48 watching YouTube videos of you doing this at your concerts. It is unbelievable. And after this interview, I do encourage you, Cash, and anyone who hears this to just go on YouTube, search Astronautilus. We'll get to the freestyle in 1 second. I want to talk about the actual album for 1 second. Now, it's a couple months old. I'm going to prepare to blush because I'm going to read among the many reviews that I read. This is something that I read about. It's called This Is Our Science. Random reviewer. To describe This Is Our Science is like trying to show someone who has never been to the Grand Canyon a photograph of it and saying, yeah, pretty big, huh? I could scour a thesaurus and take several years of writing classes, and it would be impossible to do it justice. What member of your family has started their own website?
My mom is a great writer.
Dude, but this is one of like 10 that I read that are along the same lines. Everyone, look, I guess in your business, they struggle to label you with a genre, and the one thing everyone seems to be able to agree on in your case is there's no genre to describe you. I guess, how would you describe yourself overall, whether it be This Is Our Science, whether it be Pomegranate, the old albums, or whether it be your freestyle? Like, what... Which one of those things, if any, defines what you do?
I feel like I'm a rapper first and foremost, but I also feel like I grew up in a time when rap music was kind of changing very quickly, and it was sort of starting to branch off into different groups and clusters, and I grew up listening to like gangster rap music, you know, but then as I kind of got older, rap just splintered into tons and tons of things, and it was no longer just New York and Los Angeles, and there was kids like me that were making rap music all over the place and pushing kind of boundaries and limits. So I feel like still at my roots, I'm a rapper, even though sometimes I might, you know, slow that rap delivery down so much and put a banjo on it and it becomes a country song. You know, I am a rapper first and foremost, but I also don't let that title sort of limit the product that I put out.
This is Astronautilus joining us in studio. He's a Well, again, he's a what? He's a rapper. He's a musician. Yeah, he's spent a lot of time here in Dallas, lives in Minnesota now. I want to ask you something about the Denton influence. Now, one of my favorite bands from Denton is Midlake.
Yeah.
And I imagine if you spend any time there, you're well aware of their work and probably worked with them.
Mackenzie, the drummer, is the drummer for my last two
records. Oh, well, there you go. And I had a bizarre infatuation with them, too, when I first came across them. Like, what planet are these guys from? And I want to ask you what the hell planet you're from. And what is it about Denton that makes everybody go basically historical and medieval?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Midlake has this whole medieval feel to themselves, and then I look at the cover of This Is Our Science, and you're in
chainmail,
and I'm like, what's happening out there? Is there some stonecutters meeting in Denton for musicians that none of us are aware of that you guys are having a joke on us?
Yeah, we live in a bunker underneath the square, and we're growing our beards out and learning how to, you know, weld axes together. It's we're just preparing for the apocalypse. It's 2012, man.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Get ready for it.
I'm barely sleeping.
Sports broadcasting? This isn't going to get you through the apocalypse.
That's very true. Tell me about, I guess, the inception of battle rapping. I mean, talk about something that most people are aware of, but completely, you know, disjointed from. How do you find out you're good at this, number one, and good enough to go to war?
Is this happening everywhere? Is this happening only in certain parts of the country? What's the deal?
It's definitely happening everywhere now, but it's a different landscape for it. When I started out doing it, I started out rapping 18 years ago. And when I was doing it then, it was sort of like rap music was still taboo. It wasn't pop music. And I was a white kid in the suburbs, and I was given some rap musicians by my older brother, who was like kind of my biggest guiding influence in music because he's an older brother. And
I know what you mean.
Yeah, and I decided that I wanted to do that. I heard it and I was like, I want to do this. I never had a lust to start a band. I listened to Nirvana all growing up and The Clash, but I never wanted to pick up a guitar. And doing that made me want to start rapping. And so I just did that. And I happened to live in Jacksonville in the South, and kind of they have. I always credit, like, they have busing, all the kids from the middle class neighborhoods get bussed over to the terrible neighborhoods to go to school, you know, and so you get this really amazing cultural mix. And I was like, super segregated in the country in Maryland, and then I moved to Florida and was surrounded by all these different, like, Filipino kids and black kids, and everybody would rap in between classes, and it just became, you know, right place, right time, and just happened to have the desire to do it.
Let's get to it. Let's play around with this a little bit,
well,
can't we?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if you're cool with it, I mean, again, that's...
Sure.
You know, you can play a beat on your iTunes and do what you do in concert if you want. I mean, so you basically open...
Are we supposed to... Well, some words out? What are we supposed to do?
Well, I think you guys should think of like two or three things that you want me to rap about. Like, yeah.
Everybody, you guys got an idea? How many can you
These
handle?
These dudes are nuts.
Up
so.
To five. Up to five. And please,
one, two,
give us the rules,
five.
Too.
Yeah, push it. I can't rap about anything anyone else has ever rapped about before. I can't rap about anything I've ever rapped about before, which pretty much rules out all of your favorite cartoons and anything that's nerd-related, because that's the basic demographic of my fan base. I can't rap about anything that is too in-depth about Dallas sports, because while I know a little bit about it, I'm not going to be able to talk about your farm system. And I can't rap about anything that's going to get me or you guys arrested.
So you're not going to have to write these down. You're just going to be able to go with it.
Nah, you're just going to give it to me, and I'm going to do it.
Okay.
All right. Let our board op Kevin Turner fire something.
Narcolepsy.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
He suffers from it. Michael Krennic, Ticker Boy, what do you got?
Monkey torture.
Right on.
All right. Machine.
Machine mask.
Machine mask?
We're still right. In the clear?
Yeah.
This might be confusing, but can I have the Race Week box set?
Race Week box set.
Yeah.
Like
a host does a car racing show.
Yeah.
And then we sell Christmas box sets that many, many people enjoy.
Awesome. Yes, absolutely. The Race Week box set. Monkey torture, machine mask, narcolepsy, and then that last one.
Team having fun.
Yeah. That is the best team ever.
Yes. You're on it.
You're on our promo now.
Only my friends have a team called Team the Best Team in Minneapolis.
Oh,
so I
are they a friend or foe to us?
Team
I don't know.
Team having fun and Team the Best Team get together and throw a barbecue. It's going to look like a 90s Tupac video.
All right. Well, here's Astronautilus doing, I guess, what do you do?
Yeah,
pump up his thing.
Yeah, I'm going to get a...
Let's make sure we have it.
Press play on this here. Yeah, there we go.
I'm already impressed with just that you remember the five things.
I don't even remember.
Machine mask, maybe?
Team having fun, machine mask, narcolepsy, race week box set, and what was that last one?
Monkey torture.
All right, okay. If you could turn that beat up just a little bit in my headphones, that would be great. Perfect, right there. That's amazing. All right. Exciting news at the Texas Motor Speedway, dudes. The race has come to town and we've got a box set built for you. So all of you and your crew, call in sometime around 2 and call it number 9. I promise I'm gonna give it to you. And inside of this box set is not exactly what you expect. It's not a CD or a cassette that you put inside your tape deck. No, it's something much more perverse than this. And understand, it's a machine mask like MF Doom to hide your face from friends. Put the machine mask on and the next thing that you know, you can perform the monkey torture and no one will catch you on the radio. But no one will ever know exactly what you done did, because it'll hide your face with a machine mask from all of these kids. But promise you quick, there's a little side effect from this kid. The narcolepsy will hit as soon as the machine mask hits your lips. And so if you're torturing a monkey, it starts to get crazy. You might just fall off and doze from the narcolepsy, baby. And so you gotta keep your head up, take a lot of Excedrin quick, and take a bunch of Monster Energy so you don't doze off like this. See if your face hits the deck, you won't finish your monkey torture yet, and you'll never get those tickets or that race week box set. And team having fun, they can encourage me, son, but bottom line is these are the rules that have to be done. And hold on 1 second, let's just pause. There was all those topics, y'all, and I seem to forgot one of them that slipped off and threw my monkey's paws. There was team having fun, there was narcolepsy quick, there was monkey torture, there was machine mask, and there was something else, kid. What was that last thing that I was supposed to touch upon now? If you can't remember it, how am I supposed to fit it inside of a freestyle? That's alright, I had a bet with my friend Fisher Price tonight. If I mentioned his name on air, he'd give me $2 for spitting it on the mic. So Fisher, get it on deck. I want you to go to Bank of America quick and get me a $2 bill, because I ain't sectin' 2 ones from this. Yes, so there you go. Check that box. All said and done. It's so nice to be up inside the ticket, freestyling for everyone. And I know your studio's in shambles because you're bitty, moving, and damaged. But the bottom line is it's so nice to be here spitting on your planet. So team, having fun. I hope you had some fun with this. And I hope as a reward for my freestyle, I get a race week box set, because honest to God, when it's all said and done and done with my spit, I want to torture a couple of monkeys for all of you kids.
Wow!
Oh, oh, that mic down, son.
Yes!
Every applause drop we have, hit them all. More,
Jesus H. Christ in a chicken basket.
Wow!
What planet are you from?
What just happened there?
Dude, I was hiding under the desk. I was laughing and crying at the same time.
Holy crap.
Andy Bothwell, Astronautilus, I swear I don't know what planet you reside. I mean, this is our science. It's the coolest album I've heard all year. This freestyle thing is literally jaw-dropping, and you just heard it here.
I can't believe that. You see the vein in his head?
I swear, I was like hiding. I'm like, oh. And like the Race Week box set. Oh, my God.
What did we forget?
What was the one that we forgot?
Did we forget one?
No, you got it. Monkey Torture, Machine Mask.
Got them all.
Team Having Fun. Race Week box set.
Thank you so much for your time, dude.
Incredible.
You are the man. Hey,
pleasure.
I'm dead serious. If you guys don't have plans yet for tomorrow night, go to Club Dada. $20 at the door. See my boy Astronautilus. Thanks so much, dude.
Cheers. Thanks, you guys.
All right, brother.
Wow. It's going to take me a while, though. It's going to take me a while to get past what I just saw. I can't believe that just happened.
This song right here is from the album. But, dude.
Wow.
I feel like high.
Yeah, I swear to God, I do too.
It's like contact high.
Yes.
I'm serious.
For real.
That was just one of the most magical things I've ever seen happen right in front of me.
Yes, I agree. And it's not exactly I don't know anything about indie rapper, dude. I know one. That's the one I know.
This
you know,
is
so I don't even
show, by the way.
Whatever.
Do it right.
I don't have any extra appreciation of what he does until you see that, and it's like watching a damn artist paint something. I guess. I mean, I don't even know what to say, man. And it was themed around a Race Week box set.
Can we have him back tomorrow?
Every
Does
day.
He do anything tomorrow?
Welcome to Race Week. Welcome to Race Week.
Well, we'll play. You know what? We'll replay that whole deal tomorrow on the Cirque du Soleil show.
We're 10 to,
What are we? 10
to 1.
10 to 1. 3-hour marathon.
We're going
to
replay that tomorrow.
I really hope people enjoy and appreciate that, because I've had, again, this weird infatuation with the dude since I stumbled upon him doing a rap about Ron Washington like 6 months ago here in Dallas at the Homegrown Festival, I guess. And
bam, bam, bam.
I don't even know what to say. Go check them out, dude. Club Dada tomorrow night for New Year's.
Best show
I got
ever.
Nothing else, dude. I'm like, I'm tired
him,
after
I would
that.
Invite him to the New Year's party I'm having.
That dude, I mean,
he
won't come.
He's not going to be there because
he's
got to
do
his
show.
But man, oh man.
I mean, don't you think?
I can't do that.
I hope like 1 year, 1 year at a minimum, maybe 2 years, we're going to be like, I can't believe we had that dude in studio, because that's how big I think the direction he's going is.
Nothing but big success to him, hopefully. I hope that's a good...
My mind is blown.
Dude, we need these guys in here because I can't even talk. That's so cool.
Look at here, the star,
the Operation Evac Maple.
Did you
hear what just happened in here, Rich?
No.
What happened? I wasn't impressed.
Nothing fantastic.
That's Rich Phillips.
Yeah, joining us now.
We had this dude just do a rap about a Race Week box set.
There was no double kick drum, so he doesn't listen.
God, you're gonna
Gary
on the kick drum. Come. On the kick
drum. It's Rich Phillips with Dre Beats, and everybody reaches for their phone to tweet pick it as quick as
it's
we
like
can.
Drag racing.
Look at that big smile with his Dre Beats.
Welcome to the Race Week. Welcome to the Race Week.
Welcome to Dre Beats. The side angle.
Welcome to the Race Week.
The lime green.